Study Article 48. This article one gets studied during the week of January 23 to 29, 2023. Uno must be sensible when uno loyalty getes. The team scripture say, uno must be sensible in everything we do. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5. The first song, the number 123. Be loyal and obey Jehovah rulership. What we want to discuss? It could be hard to stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization when something happened in the congregation we hurt with. This article will talk about three problems we might come up, and what we could do to continue to stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization. Paragraph 1. Question. What do you mean to be sensible? It could be hard to stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization when we face problems. How we could stay loyal? We need to be sensible, always the power guard, and stand up strong in the faith. 2 Timothy 4 verse 5 say, but you must be sensible in everything we do. Bear up when you face trials. Keep on to preach the good news, and finish the work where God gave for do. We could be sensible if we stay calm, think straight, and try see things the way Jehovah see things. When we do that, the way how we feel no one control the way how we think. Paragraph 2. Question. What we want to discuss in this article? In the last article, we may talk about three problems that come from outside of the congregation. In this article, we will talk about three problems that might come up inside of the congregation, what could make it hard to stay loyal to Jehovah. 1. When one brother or sister treat we bad. 2. When we get disciplined. And 3. When we find it hard to accept changes where the organization make. How we could be sensible and stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization when we go through damn problems? When somebody in the congregation hurt we. Paragraph 3. Question. How we might feel when somebody in the congregation hurt we? You ever feel like somebody in the congregation may treat you bad? Maybe somebody will look up to because they got responsibility in the congregation? For sure, the brother never mean to hurt you. Still, what he do may hurt you. Maybe you couldn't even sleep because you made a think about what happened. Maybe you even wonder, if that brother behaves so, then how this could really be God organization? That is exactly how Satan want make you feel. If we allow ourselves to think this way, it could make we stop serve Jehovah and left the organization. How we could be sensible and get rid of negative thinking if we feel like one brother or one sister treat we bad? Paragraph 4. Question. How Joseph may act in a sensible way when they may treat him bad? How what we could learn from an example? No whole malice. When Joseph them a teenager, a brother them may treat him bad. They may hate him, and some of them even want to kill him. Later on, they may even sell him as one slave. Sake of that, Joseph may gone through a lot of things for about 13 years. Joseph could have start doubt whether or not Jehovah may really love him. Maybe he may even wonder if Jehovah may left him by himself when he may really need him the most. But Joseph never make their things make him stay backs. Instead, he may stay calm, and that may make him act in a sensible way. When Joseph may get a chance to pay back his brother then for what he may do, he never do that. Instead, he may show that he loved them and that he forgive them. Joseph could have behaved this way because he made the thing straight. Instead of focus on his own problems, he may focus on what Jehovah want. Genesis 50:19-21 say, then Joseph tell them, no afraid, I don't know God, I can't judge you. Even though no mean for hurt me, God allow things to happen this way so that everything turn out good and so that lot of people could get saved. And that the way he did do today. So no afraid, Awa kip de send food for uno and for uno picnic. So he may comfort them, and he may talk to them in a kind way for make them feel calm. What we could learn from this? If somebody treat you bad, no get back with Jehovah or start to think that he abandoned you. Instead, think about how he may help you to bear up with whatever you go through. On top of that, when others treat you bad, try not focus on a mistake, but treat them with love. Paragraph 5. Question. What may help me cares for acting in a sensible way when he may feel like some brothers may treat him bad? Make we look upon the example of our elder from South America, where name Mikeas. He remember one time when he may feel like some brothers were got responsibility in the congregation may treat him bad. He say, I never gone through something like this before. I am so stressed out that I can't sleep the night. I used to cry because I never know what to do. Even though my cares may face their problem, he may try hard to control the feelings and act sensible. He may pray all the time and ask Jehovah for helper and forgive my Holy Spirit so that he could bear up. He may do some research in our publication for things that could help him. Where we learn from this? If you feel like your brother or your sister treat you bad, stay calm and try not to think bad about them. You no know what then they go through for make them behave that way that's all. Pray to Jehovah and ask him for help you see things the way he see them. When you do this, it help you for believe that the brother or sister never mean for do anything for hurt you, and it was easier for forgive them. Remember, Jehovah know all way to go through, and he will help you and give you the strength for bear up. When Jehovah discipline we. Paragraph 6. Question. Why important for make we understand that Jehovah discipline we because he love we? When Jehovah discipline we, it could make we feel sad sometime. But if we think only about how bad it make we feel, we could start to think that we never deserve that discipline and that it never apply to we. Then the feeling could make it hard for make we understand that Jehovah discipline we because he love we. Hebrews 12:5-6 say, and uno don't forget the advice where God give uno. He may talk to uno like when one pa they talk to his son. He may say, my son, not turn your back upon the discipline where Jehovah give, and not give up when he correct you. Cause Jehovah discipline the one that where he in love, and he punish anybody where he accept as his son. Verse 11 say, all away would I agree that none of we not enjoy discipline while we go through it, cause it pain we. But afterwards, if we allow the discipline for train we, it will help we to live right and live in a peace. It make it easier for make Satan attack we if we keep the focus on how bad discipline make we feel. Satan want make we reject discipline, left the congregation and stop serve Jehovah. If you ever get discipline, how you could act in a sensible way? Paragraph 7. Question A. Like what we see in the picture, how Jehovah may able to use Peter after Peter may accept a discipline? Question B. What we learn from Peter's example? Accept discipline and make the changes where you need to make. Jesus may counsel Peter front of the other apostle there more than one time. Maybe this may make Peter feel shame, but he may accept the discipline and learn from the mistake. And that may help him to stay loyal to Jesus. Sake of Peter may loyal, Jehovah may bless him with some important responsibility in the congregation. Where we learn from Peter's example? We no want to focus on any shame we might feel when we get discipline. But instead of that, we want to accept the discipline and make the changes what we need to make. If we do that, it benefit we and others, and Jehovah want to use we even more. The picture caption say, Jehovah could have give Peter some important responsibility because he may humble and accept discipline. When brothers will take the lead face persecution. Paragraph 8 and 9. Question. How Bernardo may feel when he may get discipline? and what may help him to change the way he think after he may get disciplined. Notice what may happen to Bernardo, one brother from Mozambique. He may lose the privilege to serve as one elder. How Bernardo may feel about this? He may say, I'm a vex because I never liked the discipline we didn't give me. He may worry about how the brothers and sisters in the congregation would have looked upon her. He may also say, it may take me a couple months to change the way I think and see things the way Jehovah see things, and to start trust Jehovah and the organization again. What may help Bernardo to see things the way Jehovah see things? Bernardo may change the way he think. He say, when I may deserve as my elder, I does use Hebrews 12:7 to help others look upon discipline where come from Jehovah in the right way. Now I ask myself, who need to apply this scripture? All are Jehovah's servants, even me too. Then Bernardo may try to find more ways how he could continue build back a trust in a Jehovah and the organization. He may start to read the Bible even more and spend more time to really think about the way to read. Even though he still may worry about how the brothers and sisters may want to look upon her, he would have go preach and comment at all of the meeting. Later on, Bernardo may get appointed as one elder again. If you ever get disciplined like Bernardo, no feel shame. Accept the discipline and make the changes where you need to make. If you do that, you could be sure that Jehovah will bless you because you may choose to stay loyal to he and the organization. When we find it hard to accept changes where the organization make. Paragraph 10. Question. What kind of changes Jehovah makes the Israelite man to make and how that may test their loyalty? When the organization make changes, it could be hard to stay loyal. If we're not careful, that could even make we left Jehovah. For example, think about how things may change for the Israelite there when they may get a law where Jehovah gave through Moses and how they may feel about it. Before Jehovah may get end a law, each family head could have done things where a priest could have done. They used to build altar and offer up sacrifice to Jehovah for their family. But after they may get a law, the family head they never supposed to do any things no more. Jehovah may appoint some of Aaron descendant to be priests, and only they may get the privilege to offer up sacrifice. After Jehovah may set the law, any family head where offer up one sacrifice and where they never want an Aaron descendant could may get killed. The footnote say, the law may say that if any family head may want to kill one animal for eat, they may have to carry it to the tabernacle. But if one family head may live too far from the tabernacle, they could may do it themselves. End of the footnote. You think this could may be one reason why Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and 250 chiefs may go against Moses and Aaron authority? We don't know, but Korah and all of the chiefs then were there with her never stay loyal to Jehovah. If you find it hard to stay loyal when the organization make changes, what you could do? Paragraph 11. Question. What we could learn from the example of the Kohathite then? Support the changes where the organization make. While they may travel in the wilderness, the Kohathites may got one special assignment for do. Every time the Israelite they may have to move from one place to the next, some of the Kohathite there may carry the Ark of the Covenant ahead of all of the people. That may want amazing privilege. But things may change for them when the Israelites may reach the Promised Land, because they never may have to move the Ark as often as they used to. So by the time Solomon may start to rule as king, some of the Kohathite their assignment that may for sing, guard the gate there, and take care of the storehouse there. Then I got no proof where show that the Kohathite them may complain or ask for a more important assignment. Well, we could learn from them. We need to be willing to support any change where Jehovah organization make, even if it affect our assignment. Be happy with whatever assignment you get. Remember that your assignment that not will make you precious to Jehovah, were more important to Jehovah than to make you obey. The picture caption say, the Kohathite them are willing to accept one new assignment. Some of them may get the assignment for sing, guard the gate there, and take care of the storehouse there. Paragraph 12. Question. How Zina may feel when for she assignment may change? Think about what may happen to Zina, one sister from the Middle East. When for she assignment may change, she may lose one privilege. The branch may assign she for go back to the ministry after she may serve the battle for more than 23 years. She say, I am shocked when they change my assignment. I may feel like I never good enough. And I may keep the ask myself, why I do wrong? Sad for say, some of the brothers and sisters in the congregation may make she feel worse when they tell her, if you make good enough, the organization may keep you the battle. For a while, Zina may feel so sad that she would have cried every night. But she say, I never allow myself to doubt the organization or to think that Jehovah never loved me. What Zina may do for make she could have continued think straight? Paragraph 13, question. What may help Zina to get rid of negative feelings? Zina may get rid of a negative thinking. How? She may read some article in our publication there, where talk about the same thing she may go through. The article, You Can Cope with Discouragement, in the February 1st, 2001 copy of the Watchtower, may help she one lot. That article may talk about how Mark, one Bible writer, may gone through something similar when he may get one new assignment. Zina say, Mark example that may like one medicine where may help me for stop feel discouraged. She may also stay close to her friends, and he never keep to herself or start to feel sorry for herself. She may realize that the Holy Spirit guide Jehovah organization for make one decision, and that the brothers will take the lead really care about she. But she may also realize that Jehovah organization need for make changes, because it important for make Jehovah work continue. Paragraph 14, question. What change Vlado may find hard to accept? And we may help her. Vlado, one 73-year-old elder from Slovenia, may find it hard to accept what change with the organization may make. For him congregation and one other congregation may get joined together. And the kingdom hall where he used to go never may get used no more. He say, I never understand why they may close down that beautiful kingdom hall. I may feel sad because we may just fix it up. And since I had one carpenter, I may build some of the new furniture where may in there. And on top of that, the organization may make some other changes where we were all may find hard for follow. We may help Vlado to support the new direction. He say, when you follow the changes where the organization make, that always bring blessings. There are changes prepare way for even bigger changes where might happen in the future. Maybe for you congregation join together with our next one. Or maybe you get one new assignment. You find it hard for accepting the changes? When you accept the changes and stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization, he won't bless you. Be sensible in everything we do. Paragraph 15, question. What we could do to continue be sensible, even when we face one challenge we come from inside of the congregation? Would it get closer to the end of this system of things, so we could expect to face problems where come from inside of the congregation? It could be hard to stay loyal to Jehovah when we go through then the problems. So we have to continue be sensible. If one brother or sister hurt you or treat you bad, no get begs. If you get disciplined, no feel shame. Accept the counsel and make the changes where you need to make. And when Jehovah organization make changes where affect your life, be willing to support the changes and follow the direction. Paragraph 16, question. What you could do to make you continue trust Jehovah and the organization? You could continue trusting a Jehovah and the organization even when you're liable to get tests. But for that, you need to continue be sensible. That means that you have to stay calm, think straight, and see things the way Jehovah see things. Make it one goal for study about people in the Bible who have gone through some similar problems. And think about how for their example could help you for go through the problems where you to go through. Pray to Jehovah for help and continue to spend time with the brothers and sisters in the congregation. Then, no matter where you face, Satan will never be able to separate you from Jehovah and the organization. what we could do if we continue to stay loyal to Jehovah and the organization when we feel like our brother or our sister treat we bad, when we get disciplined, when we find it hard to accept or change what the organization make. The last song, the number 126, Keep Your Faith, Be Strong, Got Courage, end of the study article.